Okay, our next speaker is, we changed this speaker in the a program, if you notice. Okay, today the presentation will be given by Dr. Ted Samis. So the title is Mapping Atmospheric Particulate Matter and Toxic Concentrations and Health Risks Using 1 kilometer Satellite Data.
Thank you. Dr. Wang was supposed to give this talk, but he was unable to come, so I volunteered to come give it. The Las Cruces area, we have major pollution problems because we have an irrigated valley with desert around us, and constantly when wind events come up, dust gets generated, and we exceed EPA's health standards. So over from 1995 to 2008, there were 644 events of exceedance that was going to cause us major problems because we're going to be out of attainment as far as EPA was concerned unless we came up with a fugitive dust ordinance, which we did pass, that said we can't control most of the dust. It's natural events, but under certain conditions, we can slow it down by controlling what happens. So we control what the housing development people do. We do not control what ag does. Nobody ever controls what ag does. Ag always gets a free ride. And there's always the question is whether they should or not, because the housing people say it's ag problem. Ag people say it's the construction people's problem. So, you know, always point to your next-door neighbor when you got a problem so you don't have to do anything. The other problem here is that EPA, well, the state runs under EPA guidelines, air quality monitors, and they're just point measurements. And they're not very sophisticated in terms of the coverage that they have. They're very limited in coverage. So the question is, can we try an alternative method by using remote sensing to get a handle on what the distribution of dust would be? The problem, of course, is that processing remote sensing data is time-consuming if you try and do it by hand, so you need an automated system in order to make this work. So we're in, just to, where's our, we don't have a pointer, there it is. We're at this part, southern part of New Mexico, down in the desert area, and if you look at our area, we only have 3 monitoring sites. We have a valley down here, and you'll be able to see that in a Google Earth picture. We have a monitoring site on the East Mesa, one that's in the valley, and then one on the West Mesa. And all our housing development is going on to the East Mesa, but some of it's going into the valley. So the obvious question one would like to know is what's the spatial distribution of this look like? You can go to Giovanni. It's a website, and they give you the MODIS optical depth calculations on a 1 degree grid, which basically is worthless, doesn't do you any good at all. So people have been saying, okay, why can we refine this down to a smaller grid? Because MODIS data is down to the 1 kilometer grid level, but the MODIS people aren't putting it at that fine level, and Giovanni is a nice interactive software that's maintained, but it doesn't do you much good. So you can also go and download 10-kilometer data for optical depth in HDF format, and I don't know if anybody's ever played with this, but HDF format's a pain in the neck to deal with and work with, and it's not user-friendly, and it's not interactive. So it's there for scientists that want to use it, but it's not a tool that anybody can use. So the purpose of the project was to try and develop a tool that would allow us to be interactive, which entails setting up a computer system that downloads the MODIS data, stores it on servers, and then writes software to retrieve that MODIS data, process it, and display it. And our original contract was not for dust, it was for Siebel calculated evapotranspiration. But once you got the MODIS data down, writing another algorithm to process the data is sort of a fairly simple thing to do. So the MODIS data comes in a whole bunch of different libraries. In order to do this particular dust calculation, you need the bands 20, 30, 31, and 32, and they're in the library 1 file, along with downloading the MODIS 3 data, which gives you the georeference for the MODIS 1 library data. So then you go to the literature and say, okay, what's a simple way to calculate the aerosol optical thickness depth? Well, there was a simple regression model that was developed based upon those bands that was published. And so the question was, can we just go ahead and use that? It's easy to program. And then once you've got the optical depth, you have to go and convert it to a PM10. So there was another publication that came out that did a simple linear regression between the MODIS optical depth and the PM10 correlation. So can you use these straight off the bat and get results out that are reasonable? So here's the system for retrieving the data. You put in a lat long into the system, and then it gives you out a time plot for every day that the MODIS data is good, and I'll show you two versions of that. One is without a cloud mask, and one is with a cloud mask. It makes a big difference, and it gets even worse in other parts of it, because in Las Cruces we have a lot of clear days, so you would think that cloud wouldn't be a problem. But you find out that's why you have to use MODIS that comes over every day, because clouds really do knock out an awful lot of the data. So you put the information in here, and then it gives you the results. So this is a plot without the mask on of the aerosol optical depth. And the first thing that happened was that we had to change the intercept of this regression model, because the optical depth was coming out at 2.5. It's a scale that goes from 0 to 5. And 2.5 is dustier in Sam Scratch, and that's not what we normally have. So we said right off the bat, what you have to do is we reduce it down by changing the intercept to and dropping 1.5 off. And we compared it to the MODIS data to come up with this reduction in intercept. But it immediately said, you can't do this. You really need to do local calibration. So taking an equation that somebody developed in the Sahara, which is where that publication was from, and usually in Las Cruces, doesn't work. Not unusual. But to do a local calibration, you have to go to an AeroNet site, which we happen to have at White Sands, but there aren't that many AeroNet sites around that will give you direct measurements of optical depth. So the question then comes up is, once we do a local calibration, is it good for the rest of New Mexico? Because we don't have any, we've got a site at Los Alamos, we've got a site in Kirkland, but there are lots of places you can see from that map where the data's not being collected for local calibration. So we need to do some work to find out how good we can do with the local calibration and how far it's applicable. Then you convert it over to with a simple regression to the PM10 and compare it to one of the measured sites. So this is from the West Mesa site where the measurements are made by the State Air Quality Board. And it doesn't look really good. And the big ones, the ones that are really interest, we miss entirely. Well, this is a problem with satellite data because when we get big wind events that cause large amounts of dust, we get cloud cover. So this measurement is under cloudy conditions. And when we put the cloud mask in, these measurements go away. So when you want big events, if that's what you're interested by remote sensing, ain't going to work because cloud cover is going to do you in. Also, the regression model going from the AOT values to PM10 values, again, we're going to require local calibration. You can't just take data that comes from somebody else and use it. This is on the big event that showed that earlier, this is what you got, this wind value. So we went ahead, and you have to download another MODIS product, library 2 product, to do the cloud cover adjustment. And when you do, you see that this is with a cloud mask, and this is without the cloud mask. You can see that all the large events that you were getting before all just disappear, and you're back to a very narrow range of optical depths, and the ones that are causing you the most health problems are going to would have to be up here around 3.5 or 4, and you're never going to measure them with the satellite data. So there are major limitations if you're going to use this as a tool, but it will give you some information. So the biggest question then is what can you get out of this satellite data, even if you could go through and locally calibrate it? Well, this is basically what you get. The numbers may not be absolutely correct, but and this was the biggest event day that we had, and these white ones are when we have cloud cover, because every time the cloud mass knocks out the 1 kilometer reading. But the interesting point about this is that our winds come out of the west going east, so when we have a dust event, the dust comes from the desert area, and the measurement site is right here. And as you go along, here's the valley. Here's the irrigated ag. And then here's the east mesa. So my conclusion is that if health is an issue for you and dust is an issue, buy a house in the valley. Don't buy a house on the east side or on the west side. But the houses here are cheaper because land is cheaper on the two mesas than it is in the valley. So now you've got a problem as an individual. How much is your health level worth? You know, but you can't even answer this unless you go through a remote sensing type calculation of looking at this. Because until we did this, we suspected that it would be healthier to have your house in the valley because the winds are lower and the ag area acts as a filter for the dust that comes across. But we had no data to substantiate that. So the final conclusion is, if asthma is a problem, there's also the medical history of whether you're going to get an infection, which is an issue that I hadn't even thought about till this meeting, maybe you should buy a house in the valley. Otherwise, if you're a healthy individual and broke, go buy a house on the east or west mesa. The automated system works. It takes a lot of programming to activate it. We've run across a whole lot of computing problems in the development of this system. But the biggest problem with this whole system is the universities are not in the business of doing anything but research. And so we develop this system, we get it up and running, and then we need to find somebody to maintain the system. So that's the problem with a lot of the research activities that that even if you go and find out that we can do and process at the 1 kilometer level, who's going to do it? Because Giovanni's not doing it. Why not? Because it's a massive amount of data at that level compared to the 1 degree level stuff. And it takes a lot more computing. It takes a lot more skill in management of that system than it does. So even though satellite data is collected at a high resolution, processing of that satellite data on the internet is not done at high resolution, and it will require more input from not just universities to come along with and solve the problem of how to manage these big databases at the lower level, but it's going to require a commitment for long term, because once you set it up, you have to have a programmer that keeps maintaining the system. If you just walk away from them, they break within a very short amount of time. So further evaluation improvement also need to be done with this type of a system, looking at it for different areas and land cover. But the nice thing about MODIS is originally we're only downloading California and New Mexico and Arizona, and then we figured out doesn't require that much storage after we figured out what we were doing, so we download the whole United States and process it. So MODIS data is beautiful. It comes across the United States. You can set these things up and run them for the whole United States. But again, like I said, you're going to need to have some government agency take it over once it's developed. And we haven't figured out a good solution to that yet. So if anybody's got any brilliant ideas. And like I said, this was originally done to get ET, so it was supported by the specialty crop project. And the dust was just a side issue that came about from this. Thank you.